The Castlemaine State Festival program has been announced, and it's going to be an absolute ripper, and as it always is, but obviously this time now hopefully back to a little bit of normality. Anyway, Glenn Roberts is the director, and he's with us this morning. Glenn, good morning to you.
G'day, Robert. How are you?
Very well. More importantly, how are you? You must be very excited, I would suggest, at this particular stage.
I'm absolutely thrilled, and it's looking good, and it's a fantastic day to be able to launch the whole program to the world, and let's hope things hold and we can have a great festival come March.
Yeah. I guess the interesting thing too in this one, that there are a couple of events that are going to be held in Bendigo as well.
That's absolutely right. We're really excited to partner with the guys up there. So we've got Archie Roach performing on March 17th at Alumbara, which is very exciting. We've got the B exhibition that's at Bendigo Art Gallery in the program, the Mary Quant exhibition, and a whole bunch of things for families and kids over at Alumbara as well. So it's we're spreading our wings and we're heading up the train line, and so there's a little bit up there in Bendigo and things down here in Castlemaine as well.
We appreciate you sharing a little bit of it with us up here, mate. Thanks very much for that. It's great.
Sharing is caring.
Exactly. I tell you, that Mary Quant thing, I reckon that's really interesting. You know, I love history of all types, but some of the stuff from the 60s and that, just brilliant.
Look, she invented hot pants.
Yeah.
Need we say more?
Well, I don't know whether that's something necessarily now, looking back, that you'd be that proud of, but I know what you mean anyway. The other stuff too, and I can't think of his Christian name now, but one of the Teske brothers and Ash Grunwald as well. Very excited to see that. I think the Teske brothers are just brilliant, as is Ash too. You know,
absolutely. Ash and Josh Teske are going to do a fantastic performance on the 25th of March. We've got some other beautiful sort of similar soul blues acts. It's Jess Hitchcock. She's performing her new album Bloodline for us. We've got Lior, ARIA-winning performer, performing solo for us. Of course, as I mentioned, Archie. Liz Stringer will be performing as well. And good old David Bridie will be exploring his latest album with us as well. And local duo, The Maze, who also will be performing at our public launch tonight at the Castlemaine Botanical Garden.
Fantastic. Well, you've got a beautiful night for that, that's for sure.
I think so.
Yeah, no, very, very exciting. And I guess with any of these sorts of festivals, being very eclectic is really the name of the game, isn't it?
Absolutely. And so we're a multi-art festival, so we rip through music, we cover every type from contemporary to classical, and then we also come out the other side, and we do performance. Like, we've got a big piece of contemporary performance up at Alumbara, One Fell Swoop Circus performing By a Thread, and that's really great for families. Over in Castlemaine, our main format, to be COVID safe, we're going to do a lot of outdoor stages, as you would imagine, socially distanced outdoor stages all around the town, and lots of intimate things inside the building. So it's great, again, to partner with a big theatre like Alumbara so we can do certain things that we can't do here on these types of stages.
Yes.
And we'll have, we also do literary events. We've got Helen Gardner coming up, Don Watson, Gareth Evans, former foreign minister, Tim Costello will be talking as well, and just a whole slew of just general visual arts at the Castlemaine Art Museum and all through the town. So it's very, very busy and exciting. And one thing to note is, because of, I guess, COVID and the safety measures we've put in place, it ends up slowing down the experience. Usually the festival goes for 10 days.
Yeah.
And so this edition, it will go for 17. So we'll go from the 19th all the way into that Easter weekend.
Fantastic.
So it's a slower experience, but you've got more time to get out there and explore our region.
Lovely stuff. Glenn, all the very best with it. Congratulations on the program you put together, and can't wait for it. So thanks for joining us this morning for the chat.
Thanks, Robert.